Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
This is Chris.
那今天呢，我们要说说，因为年底了嘛，然后就会有很多的 lists 榜单揭晓。So Chris, which list are we going over today?
The Oxford Word of the Year.
啊，就是牛津大词典2015年的年度热词、年度新词啊。
Right.
其实更是新词多一点了。Word、
Always、
of、
new.
the Year.、
Yeah.
那当然牛津词典每一年都会有 Word of the Year， 所以在我们开言读播的节目里面呢，我们会把去年2014牛津大词典 Word of the Year 那集节目再给大家重新的放送一遍，所以去年如果你没有听到的话呢，在开言英语 App 点开言读播就可以了。但还是说回今年2015年 Word of the Year， What is it?
Emoji.
Emoji,
emoji,
这可能大家前段时间你有关注的，有看到这条新闻啊。Emoji, E-M-O-J-I, 这是一个什么东西呢？这个东西就是表情
，Yeah,
表情符号
，Yeah.
So we use it all the time when we're sending WeChat messages 或者电脑上聊天的时候，
yep.
对不对？
I think it's just as important as the text in a text message nowadays.
对，所以我其实也觉得有点奇怪，说 emoji, this is not a new word that appeared in 2015. It's been around like since the 90s.
Right, at least since the 90s, I would say.
对，其实这个词表情符号 emoji 已经出现了蛮久了。那为什么牛津会选它呢？而且呢，每一年其实除了The word of the year, 这个牛津 they also have a short list,、
right.
就是其他候选的一些新词。I have to say those words are more interesting than
they are. I never heard half of them, but now that I know them, I will start using them.
哎，好，那我们等一下就跟大家说啊。那要看今天节目的详细文字内容、文字版本呢，就要订阅 Open Language 的微信公众号就可以了。好，那 Chris, 我们还是先来说说 emoji。这个听起来大家可能会。觉得不太像英文、right?
Yeah, so I say emoji.
我也听过有人说 emoji, 但是呢它不太像英文的原因是 it's actually a Japanese word.
It's a borrowed word from Japan, yeah.
所以你刚刚说 borrowed word, 或者、
a loan word.
Loan word 也可以就是外来语、
right.
从外面的语言借到英语里的词。那我看了一下现在我发现 the correct pronunciation, at least in Japanese, will probably be emoji.
Emoji.
对，因为他就说这个 e, 英语的 e, 在日文里面是 e, 就是照片的意思、
yeah.
对吧？然后 emoji 就是一个 letter, character, 一个字、
right.
动画的字，对不对、
yeah. But I think at least in English speakers,Most people will say emoji, just
emoji.
because they think it's like email or...
对对对，比较符合英语的发音标准啊。
Yeah.
那这个牛津他 make announcement 来宣布排名的时候也说了一下 why was this word chosen? 因为就像我们刚刚说的it's not a new word, 对吧？不是新词 It's been around for a while. 那为什么他们会选这个 emoji 呢？
Well, I think...Like most of these words that are chosen as word of the year, it's because the usage of the word has gone up a lot, especially in the last year. So I think 2015 was found three times more than in 2014.
因为这个 emoji 这个词或者表情符号这个东西用了非常多。
Right.
然后这个 Oxford 他们有一个 committee, 有一个委员会来选这些词。他们就说 they chose...The word emoji, or 他们其实选了这个表情符号本身，就是因为 now emojis are starting to replace texts、
right.
in a lot of communications.
Absolutely.
因为它在很多情况下已经取代了文字。
Right.
就是像我们大家就经常只发一个表情 ，happy face, sad face， 或者像这次牛津他们选的那个表情是。笑中带泪是 face with tears of joy.
And I thought that was face with like you're laughing
so hard,
but you're also
crying.
Like yeah, you're crying so hard that you're laughing because it's so kind of happy, sad.
对对对，我也是觉得笑中带泪。他说 tears of joy 就是流出了感动的泪。
This is why I love emojis, though, because there's a lot of subtlety in these little stupid pictures. Like, you can use them in very... It's much harder to say that
exactly,
feeling than to just took that picture.
Yeah, you can interpret them in different ways.
Totally.
好，那除了 emoji, let's look at the other words.是在这个 short list, 每一次评奖的时候它 they will have a final winner,、
right.
they will have short list, they're like nominees, 对吧？那我们来看看啊，今年这个牛津他们其他觉得也是很有意思的一些新的词儿，都有哪一些啊？有一个我觉得我和 Chris 看了以后都大笑，就形容一种男人。
Right.
对，然后这
This is my favorite one.
What's the word?
Lumbersexual.
Lumber.
It also sounds good. Lumbersexual.
Lumbersexual.
Yeah.
好，那 lumber 好像是 like timber 和什么木头吧
Yeah, it's because a lumberjack is someone. It's like someone who lives in the mountains and chops down trees.
伐木工
Very manly with a big beard.
对，但是这个词呢是2015年新发明出来的一个词，它叫 lumber sexual. Sexual 就是那种因为性感感性那种很、
yeah.
对吧、
yeah.
对？所以一个 lumber sexual 是什么东西呢
？It's like somebody who has like it's becoming trendy to kind of have this big bushy beard. It's kind of hipster, the big beard and like.You know, you wear sort of these hipster clothes, but it's, you've got this kind of lumberjack feel, sexual aura, but you're sexy. Yeah.
对对对
it's perfect. Once you hear the word, you're like, ah, that's clever.
对，就是这个 lumbersexual, 它其实是一个名词 so you can say someone is a lumbersexual, right?
Yeah.
它形容的就是这种男人他那个范儿他也很性感但他那种性感不是 they're very put together 但他是这种很 rugged 就像一个伐木工的那种、
yeah.
有你刚刚说 bushy beards、
yeah.
就是胡有大胡子呀然后他穿的衣服可能也是比较那种不修边幅的对不对、
right.
yet they're sexy
exactly and you know this became first popular to add this sexual like you've always had homosexual heterosexual
但我记得前几年有 metrosexual
metrosexual became popular it's kind of like
花样美男
子 you've got the style of a gay man but you're
straight
heterosexual yeah.
yeah
but now lumber everything else has become sexual too likeNow lumbersexual.
Lumbersexual, exactly.
Lumberjack
对对对
sexuality.
所以这个词很有意思啊。另外还有一个词呢和这个有一点点somewhat related 是 date. 大家没有听错就是可能我们学英语的时候最早会学会的那个人称代词 T-H-E-Y, day.
Day.
但是为什么这个也是2015年的年度新词热词呢因为它现在有一个新的意思 There's a new meaning of this word. It describes a person of unspecified sex.
I've never heard that yet. I don't even know how that made a runner up.
对所以你看啊它的意思就是说现在 day, 比如一个人他这个长相打扮举止有点像男的又有点像女的 but you're not sure it's unspecified 然后你不想冒犯他嘛 you don't want to just say he or she 你就可以说 they
yeah so this is like a Bruce Jenner Caitlyn
对对对
yeah, like,
可能就是
Bruce or Caitlyn
因为现在好像在美国这种去变性啊什么越来越变成一个就是 it's part of the public discourse、是大家会讲的东西对吧然后可能也是从那种穿着打扮上就会有这种中性风所以你就可以说一个人是 day 就这样对、
never heard
it's a day
it.
I don't know if it's,
it's a
he or she it's a day 对
are you a they?
I'm clearly a she 你觉得我们两个可能不
are they a they?Are we a they?
Maybe.
See, this gets very confusing grammatically.
对，但是大家看现在的英文就变成这个样子了，对不对 ？Chris， 刚刚你说你也学到了一个新的词，和英国和 Britain 有关的。
Oh yeah, Brexit.
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 B R E X I T. Exit 我们知道是出去离开的意思，
yeah.
然后它这个词呢讲的就是，Britain, 它有可能 exit the European Union.
But this is so obscure. Like, how often could you even have the opportunity to use that word?
没有，因为这件事现在在英国是很热的事情啊，就是 the relationship between
Britain
and the EU.
EU
对， yeah. 那因为是 Oxford dictionary, 英国的词典选的嘛，
yeah,
所以他就会把
It's important to them, maybe. Nobody else.
Chris is well, American, so he doesn't care.
I mean, if you could use it like, hey, I'm going to make a Brexit, but that wouldn't make any sense because I have nothing to do with Britain myself.
Then let's talk about something maybe is a little bit more relevant.
Like lumbersexual.
Lumbersexual.
I'm growing out my beard starting today.
Or this sharing economy.这个大家都懂啦，就是分享、
yeah.
共享经济，就是 the Uberization or the DDization of the whole world,
right.
对吧
All of these things that are now built on this business model of
对
unconventional
对 sharing economy 哎、yeah. 我们开言英语也做过一个是 advanced 高级的课程，就是讲这种共享经济啊，就两个人在讨论很接地气的一个角度去讨论，所以大家在我们的开言英语 APP 里面，课程等级你滑到那个 C2 高级，可以去尝试一下那一课、Sharing Economy。好，那最后我们再来看看另外 Refugee， 这个 I get why it was chosen.
Right. No, that's a huge word this year.
是我们这个时代，就是现在难民的问题，对吧、
right.
？Refugee 啊，难民。好，最后还有几个，一个字是。这个词 it's so boring to me. Ad blocker.
Yeah, and that's also been around for at least a decade.
I know.
Why is it so popular、
啊、
this year?
是因为现在有乱，可能现在的 regulation 就是会很保护消费者，所以 ad blocker 就越来越多。
Ad blocker、yeah.
就是去 filter 去帮你挡住那些乱七八糟广告的软件。
Yeah.
Ad blocker. 好。那在还有一个词他们选的也是和网络有关的 The dark web
The dark web
对就是说的黑暗的网络啊 Dark web 就是The part of the internet that's only accessible by means of a special piece of software
Tor
对然后呢他其实这里说的是 dark web 是这样作为用户呢你就可以就是不受到审查可以躲避审查 so you're untraceable
usually bad things go on in the dark web
Maybe,
but、
yeah.
I've heard and I believe it's a true statistic that the internet that most of us use、that we see the normal web pages、
yeah.
that's only like 2% of the entire internet the dark web is like 98%
oh,
of、
really?
the content on the internet is、it's、actually in
the
dark
web,
web.
Oh.
Yeah.
哇这个要好 我完全不
I know
没有想到
just think of all the funny video sites there must be there Probably not.
诶，所以现在美国有一个美剧很红的，叫什么 Mr. Robot， 它也是讲这种 dark web，
right， exactly，
hacker 这样的事情啊。
Exactly.
好 ，before we leave you today， 我们最后要讲的一个牛津词典选的年度新词热词叫 on fleek。
I've never heard this either.
我也没有听过 on fleek。它的意思呢是。Extremely good, attractive, or stylish.
So weird.
对，然后这是一个 adjective 形容词的词组 so you can say, oh God, Chris is on fleek.
It sounds like you're insulting me. If I had never heard that word, it
no,
sounds
no,
like...
No, but it's good,
I
right?
know, but or, it's like, oh, you look so on fleek today. I would think, well, screw you too. I mean, I just woke up.
What does fleek mean? F-L-E-E-K.
I've never heard that word either. This is like, it seems like a made-up word to me, but yet this is a...
它这里面就是有很多 made up word 像
unfleek
unfleek、
yeah.
对
be careful using that don't just throw out hey you're looking very unfleek today
unfleek today
or be prepared to explain that it means oh no very good very
good.
stylish
对 我记得去年他们选的有一个词叫什么 norm core 就是 你穿的衣服很 normal、That was a thing
right
it's still a thing I believe but maybe next year we'll be seeing a lot ofon fleek in fashion campaigns and ads 对好那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊这些新词热词大家了解一下有一些是生活中经常用的有一些呢可能你现在还没有常用但是听了今天这集的节目 hopefully you know what it means and how to use them 那最后呢希望大家到我们的这个微信公众号这篇文章推送的下面对今天有什么样的问题呢你都可以在评论的板块告诉我们包括以后你想听到的话题也可以留言那如果你想学习体验更多精彩的原创英语节目就欢迎大家下载开言英语的 APP 好今天的节目就到这儿 See you next time 再见
拜拜